Hallelujah. Amen. God is just awesome. Hallelujah. When you let go and let God, then you see things happen. Amen. Hallelujah. So there's a message from God, and I'm reading from paper, so it's from God, all right? It says, God showed me people in their numbers being moved from the back of what they do, status-wise, to the front level as they were thanking and worshiping God wholeheartedly. Let me read it again. It says, God showed me people in their numbers being moved from the back of what they do, status-wise, to the front level as they were worshiping, as they were thanking and worshiping God wholeheartedly. He says in 2025 is upliftment and promotion galore for all who believe. Amen. Amen. 2025 is upliftment and promotion galore for all who believe. Hallelujah. Let us bow our heads and thank God. And make any one of these testimonies a touch point for you. Saying, God, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for health. Thank you for the family's oneness. Thank you because we rely solely on you. Thank you for the beginning of the year to now. God is not on break. Hallelujah. Amen. God is not on holiday. Hallelujah. God is constant. He says, I am the Lord. I change not. Hallelujah. That's why we have not been consumed. Thank him because indeed he is good. Father, we give you all the praise. Thank you as we hear your word this morning. Thank you because it will catapult us to the next level in Jesus' name. Lord, we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. No worry, we'll soon close service. Maybe by 2:30 we'll go home. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't worry. We'll go home very soon. Okay, so yesterday I was in church here. I was with technician, and we were trying to fix certain things in church. And then at night, around 8:30 p.m., we were going back home. And then we saw fireworks everywhere on the express. It was from far off. We just saw it. The guy was like, excuse me, sir. He says, these people are burning money. I said, well, I said, but they say things are tight in the country. How come people are throwing fire? I mean, the fireworks were plenty. So when we got near to the, and I said, well, number one, it's illegal for you to throw fireworks. So when we got to the place where we saw the fireworks coming from, it was a vacant land. So the guys had put everything in the ground, and then they lit it. So the thing was just going one after the other, and it went into the sky, and everywhere was bright. Amen. Hallelujah. But what struck me in the conversation was that he said, people say they are hungry. And yet, they are buying fireworks. And you know the funny thing is that it's not you or you and I that will go and buy fireworks and be blowing. Hallelujah. It's a regular person that says, I don't have anything to feed on, that wants to celebrate Christmas and New Year. Hallelujah. And I don't know how much they sell it. Mr. Sajay says it's expensive. So I don't know. But that's to show you that whatever you want to do, there's always a provision for it. Amen. So people would decide that this is what they want to do, and then they find a way around it, and then they get money and do it. Hallelujah. And you know, I told you this morning last year when we went for power convention, that usually when we go for power convention, I know how much is in my card. So I know that in this card, I have only 50,000 naira left. So when we are in power convention, when you spend 5,000. I know that it's not 5,000 that you have spent because they will take bank charge. Abi, so I know that it's no longer 50,000. It's not 45,000. And it has always been like that for year in year. And I'm like, God, I'm not even going to live like this again. If I want to spend money, I should not be calculating. Hallelujah. And God has always been faithful. Amen. Even the money I don't have, I just decide that, God, we need to spend money. I just go and look for money anyhow. Hallelujah. For everything that he has a hand in, he makes a provision for. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's the beauty of God. You know, when we were coming into 2024, everybody was saying 2023, bye-bye, and all that. And now here we are at the end of 2024, and everybody's saying the year has been tough. But we see all of us looking radiant. Amen. It's because God has been faithful. Hallelujah. Amen. God has been faithful. God has played his part in our life. Amen. And as we look into the next year, what is he expecting from you and I? Amen. Because Malachi 3:6 will always be. It will never change. Hallelujah. And he will always stretch out his hand to lift you up. He will always stretch out his hand to cover you. Hallelujah. He will do everything possible so that his word for you will come to pass. But then you and I have a responsibility to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 17. I'm going to read from verse 1 and verse 2. Genesis 17, verse 1. It says, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. And I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you look at Genesis 15, verse 1, give me Genesis 15, verse 1. He says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abraham, I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. That's what he told him in Genesis 15, verse 1. I am your shield, your exceeding great reward. In Genesis 17, verses 1 and 2, he says to him that, walk before me, be blameless, walk before me, be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly. Hallelujah. So a lot of people will run with Genesis 15, verse 1. And says the Lord says, I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward. Amen. So a lot of people say that. Everybody quotes that. Hallelujah. Well, God's reward is not just for anybody. Amen. Hallelujah. His word for, he says, I think it's in the book of Acts, say God is no respecter of persons. He will do for me the same thing he will do for you under the same circumstance. Right? He's no respecter of persons. So he won't say because that I hold the microphone every Sunday, he will do things for me more than he will do for somebody that is not holding the microphone. Not God doesn't work like that. God works with the things that are in our heart and our disposition towards him. Amen. So when he said, I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward, there is a responsibility that is attached to it. In Genesis 17, he now says, Lord, walk before me and be blameless. Hallelujah. Then he says, I will multiply you exceedingly. You have to learn that your walk with God is your experience of God is tied to your walk with him. Amen. Yes, we are redeemed by the blood of God. Yes, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But we have to be in that state of right standing with God perpetually. Hallelujah. So that we can see and be partakers of this exceeding great reward that he has promised. In the book of Job, Job chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God. Hallelujah. Can you see the same word being repeated here? It says that man was blameless and upright, okay, who feared God and shunned evil. And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Also, his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. Amen. Hallelujah. So even if you look at it, he has 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household. So this man was the greatest of all the people of the earth. But the Bible was kind enough to give us a foundation in verse 1. It says, there was a man that was blameless and upright, one who feared God and shunned evil. Hallelujah. In Genesis 17, verses 1 and 2, God was talking to Abraham, and he says that, you know what? If you will do these things, he says, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless. And then I will make my covenant between you and me, and will multiply you exceedingly. Now, multiplying you exceedingly is a given by God. Hallelujah. It's a given. It will happen. Okay? But how that it will happen is dependent on your right standing with God. Amen. Hallelujah. So, some people, and be careful so that you don't be deceived. Some people make progress. Okay? And they make progress. And it's marginal progress compared to the progress that God wants them to make. You get what I'm saying? It's marginal. So if God wants you to be, if God wants you to take strides that are as wide as this carpet, okay, that kind of stride, and you are taking strides that are shorter than that, but you are moving, you will think you are moving. But what God wants for you is a longer stride. Hallelujah. But he's saying here that you have to be blameless, walk before him and shun evil. So as much as we look forward to 2025, yes, we've had all the promises of God, hallelujah. But then you have a part to play in walking with God. Amen. You have to be able to be blameless before him. Do all things. Love men, okay? Just like the way he has loved you. Then we'll see God. In Psalm 1. Psalm 1, and I'm going to read from verse 1. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the paths of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Hallelujah. Amen. When you begin to tie these portions of scripture, it says, blessed is the man who walks not in counsel of the ungodly. That means he's shunning evil. Hallelujah. Nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Hallelujah. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. He meditates on it day and night. Amen. So if everybody will say that we are the seed of Abraham, Abraham was just not an automatic seed. Amen. Hallelujah. It was because he pleased God, and God said, walk before me and be thou blameless. And he did. Hallelujah. For every instruction that we adhere to, there is a reward. Bible says that he says, I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward. Psalm 1 says that if you will not sit in the seat of the scornful, if you will not walk with the sinners, hallelujah, but you will delight daily in the Lord. But verse 2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Verse 3 says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in a season. Amen. All of us are like trees. This is what he's saying. He's comparing us to trees. Hallelujah. And each tree has its fruit. Okay? And each tree has a season for its fruit. Amen. Hallelujah. But he's saying that when it is that tree's season to bear fruit, it will not pass it by. It will surely bear fruit. Hallelujah. He says, for everyone that delights in the law of the Lord, that meditate on the law of the Lord day and night and shuns evil, okay, it will be like a tree that is planted by the river, by the side of the river, meaning that there is nourishment by the side of the river. Meaning that once you are doing the things that the psalmist is talking about, the righteous man, okay, you are where you are satisfied. Hallelujah. And it only takes a matter of time that your fruits begin to blossom. He says, you will bear fruit, you will bear his fruit in its season. It says that bring forth its fruit in its season. Amen. Hallelujah. So you know that we have different kind of fruits and we have different seasons for them. You don't expect maize now. Hallelujah. And there are certain fruits you expect now. But it's saying that when is your turn to bear fruit, you will bear fruit if you will shun evil and be blameless before God. Amen. So in as much as we praise God and we shout and say God has been faithful, there is an expectation from God for us, and that is to do his will and make his will known to the people. So if we could look at the story of Job and says that because of his shunning evil and being blameless before God, he says he was in the east by far the richest man. Hallelujah. So we are not going to be chasing after riches and the splendor of life. You know, that's not what is important. What we should be chasing after is that in the walk with God, we are blameless. Amen. So if you are a father, you have the full responsibilities of a father outlined for you. Make sure that you follow each one, hook, line, and sinker, according to what God has given you, according to the design that God has given to you. Amen. And you see, a father in this house, what a father is in this household is what a father should be in this household, and it's what a father should be in the third household, because it's the same kind, it's the kind of responsibility that God has given to everybody that is called a father. It's not different. How you achieve your purpose may be different, but that singularity or that name or title of father is the same. Amen. That's why you say, so you talk to somebody and say, you're not behaving like a father, because you have an expectation of what a father should be. Or you're not behaving like a mother. You know, they say that it's not everybody that gives birth that is a mother. Abi? That's what people say. That it's not everybody that gives birth that is a mother. Some people are just a child bearers, Abi. Some people just give birth. And every other thing, the nurturing of the child, the care of the child, they just don't know how to do it. Or they can't just be bothered. They just give birth and leave the child, and the child is wandering. Amen. That's evil. Hallelujah. In case you don't know how to walk before God and be blameless, that's evil. Because if you give birth, then as a mother, then you need to take care of your child. Yesterday I was with an 81-year-old man, and he was telling me, he said, and that was my first time of meeting him. He said, look, everything that he is today, he owes it to God and his mother. And I was smiling. And then he said, his mother is not literate, but he said, look, you children of mine, you will go to school. And the only reason why his mother is not literate is because when the mother went to school, she was molested. And then she said she was never going to go to school again at a very tender age. And then when she grew up, she saw the gains of going to school, and then said, look, my children, you will go to school and you'll be the best that you will ever be. And so she nurtured them and made sure that each one of them went to school. And then when I was talking to him, I said, oh, he has his children are doing fine and all that. And I said, well, give God and thank God for your life. I told him, you must have been like Abraham. Because for you to be able to say that each one of them is good and each one of them can stand on their own, they do not defer to me for anything that they need. I said, you must have been like Abraham that taught his household how they should go. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm saying that when we follow God's script for our life, the script that God has given, okay, when we follow it, the result will not be surprising, because the result we expect is an exceedingly great reward. Hallelujah. It's an exceedingly great reward and a multiplication of the things that he has told us. But what is important is that we get hold of his word, hallelujah, and never let it depart from us. When his word departs, that means that in every situation, your reference is God's word. Hallelujah. And you say, hey, how is it possible that in every situation, your reference is God's word? We have had this example of a sponge or a foam or a sponge. Okay? When you look at the foam or sponge, if you pour water on it, it looks the same whether there's water in it or not until you press it. So when challenges come, when you press it, water will come out. Whatever is in that foam will come out. The same thing when you begin to imbibe the word of God. Every time you get the word of God on the inside of you, please go to Joshua chapter 1. Every time you get the word of God on the inside of you, every time, and when pressures come and life presses, what will come out will be God's word. Hallelujah. Your response will be in alignment with what God is doing, or whatever word of God that you have been able to hold on to. And that's why we say, for every venture that you are going in for, find a scripture. Hallelujah. God's word. Find a scripture that will hold you in that journey. Because, you see, I kid you not, the journey will be far, okay? It may not be smooth, but you will get to the end and you will overcome. Amen. Hallelujah. Because in the scriptures, he has not shown us anywhere that everything is a roller coaster ride and it's free. Okay? He has not shown that everything, you won't pass. I mean, if he had told us, then the stories of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not have been necessary. Hallelujah. I mean, they refused to bow down to another God. God should just have come down and then blocked everybody and they shouldn't have ended up in fire. Abi? But is it, and for the Bible to describe how hot the fire was, it means it was real. Hallelujah. We said they were put in the fire and not one hair of their head was touched by the fire. That's the kind of shield that God gives to us. Amen. Hallelujah. In Joshua chapter 1, it says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass, the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go to the Jordan, and all of you and all these people to the land which I'm giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I've given to you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and the Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of Hittites, and to the great sea, towards the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For to these people you shall divide and inheritance the land which I swore to you, to their fathers, to give them. Only be strong and courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Please hold on. So if you look at the first few verses, it's saying that just as I promised to Moses, I am transferring all those promises to you. But in this verse, it says, only be strong and be very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you will prosper wherever you go. Hallelujah. So even though he was telling him that, look, everything I've told Moses, just as I promised to Moses, I will give them this land. I will give you this. Okay? It's also tied to the fact that every law that I've given Moses, you do not depart from it. And then the next verse says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but shall you meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Amen. Safe, have a happy, Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. It is not an automatic thing. What is prosperous about the New Year is that God has made everything available. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, there's one thing for everything to be available. And there's another thing for you to take advantage of what is available. Amen. The grace of God is not going to be scarce in 2025. Amen. His grace is not going to be scarce in 2025. His grace is going to be available to everybody. But he says here, observe to do according to all that is written in it. Hallelujah. Amen. And remember Romans 15 verse 4, which says that all the things that were written, they were written for our learning, so that we will have comfort and hope through the scriptures. It says, for whatever things, please go back, for whatever things were written before, we are now, we are written for our learning, that we through the patience and the comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Whatever things were written before were written for our learning, so that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. And that's why I'm opening the scriptures this morning. First, he spoke to Abraham and said, you know what? Walk before me and be blameless. And then I will remember my covenant between you and me, and I will begin to multiply you exceedingly. Hallelujah. And then he gives us an account of God, of Job. He says that he was a blameless man. He was upright. He shunned evil. And then he listed everything that he had. He said he was the richest man in the East. Amen. And then Psalm 1 says that for as long as you shun evil, you walk upright before God, and you follow and you meditate on the scripture day and night, you will be like a tree that is planted by the river, okay? And you will bring forth fruit in your season. Amen. And now we are reading Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. It says you must observe to do, so that everything that I promised Moses, that I'm handing over to you, it will materialize. It says that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, But then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. He says, for then you will make your way prosperous. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? When you observe to do, then you make your way prosperous. And what are you observing to do? Everything that they have said. Hallelujah. Everything that they have said. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible says that in time past, says God, at various times and in various ways, spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, as in these last days, spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. Hallelujah. There's not going to be any new instruction anymore. Christ has given us the instruction. Say, love the Lord your God with all your heart. Okay? And then he says, love your neighbor as I have loved you. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible is saying that he's speaking to us now by his Son. Amen. So whatever the Son, whatever you hear the Son say, hallelujah, is what you do. Amen. 2025 is a fantastic year. Hallelujah. It's a year that God is leading us into. He will not lead us in a way that we do not know. Hallelujah. Amen. Once he's leading, he says the path of the righteous man is ordered by the Lord, and he will keep getting brighter and brighter. But that righteous man has a responsibility. Amen. Hallelujah. Walk before God and be blameless. Let's rise to our feet this morning. These are times where we need to take a reflection and say, how has my walk been with God in 2024? Yes, God has been faithful. Yes, we've heard that God has done a lot for people. Then we should look at it and say, God, is this blameless walk with you? That's my aim. Hallelujah. Amen. And then every other thing will come exceedingly. But your aim should be to be able to walk before God, shun evil, and meditate on his word day and night. Everything about you must speak volumes of the God that you serve. Just take a few minutes right now and talk to God and thank him because of the word that you heard this morning. Thank him because, yes, he's good. His goodness and mercy surround us. And follow us, hallelujah. But then we stay in the place that he has asked us to stay, so that there where we are, we're able to tap from his riches, we're able to tap into his goodness, and we're able to experience the best of God in 2025. 2025 will be our best year yet. Every day will be better than the previous day. Every step we take will be better than the previous one. And then indeed, at the end of it all, we'll come back even to testify of his goodness and of his glory in our lives in Jesus' name. Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your people. Thank you because indeed for your word that we've heard. Thank you because it is in our hands to make our way prosperous. And thank you because you give us that grace, even to dig deep in your word. We give you, magnify your name, O Lord. Let your name be exalted, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Are you able to speak? You want to take it? Hallelujah.